Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Whiskey 8 Mike Whiskey, and all contests and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found on our website, www.scarsvoip.com. You have many net controls for this evening. I'm merely opening it up. My name is Kathleen. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And my location is Port St. Lucie, Florida, where currently the temperature is 63 degrees. High today of about 67, low tonight of about 57, and in my opinion, a rather nice day. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, come aboard. Great, no emergency traffic. How about anyone celebrating a birthday, maybe last week, this week, or maybe this upcoming week, that would like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy? All right, it looks none of us are getting any older. Tonight's program is the TIN open forum, which is called the Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. Do want to advise all stations connected that the net is being recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. All stations participating will be part of that recording. Tonight's program, once again, is called CSS Coding Fundamentals. So with that, I'm going to throw it over to KY6V so he can begin our program, and I hope you enjoy it, and thanks for allowing me to open it up. KY6V from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, are you ready?
Yes, I think so. Hi, Kathy, and thank you. Good evening, one and all. Gordon here, KY6V. And I hope you're all ready for a CSS program on document styling. CSS is strong, it's deep, it's broad, and it's effective. It is one of the leading tools used today in website and blog creations. It, along with other tools in the industry, can make you your published efforts shine and be attractive. So with that said, let's bring Dave aboard, who will be starting the program for us. That's GW8SZL, who I might add is wearing a CSS hat this evening. Dave, are you ready, sir, from KY6V? Over.
KY6V from GW8SZL. I most certainly am there, Gordon. And we currently got 42Foxtrot 5.5 Charlie here in Newport, South Wales in the United Kingdom. And it's just gone midnight. Okay, I'm going to open the program tonight and just give you a basic description of what cascading style sheets are used for and what they're made up from as well. Okay, so let's get this show on the road. Okay, cascading style sheets, commonly known as CSS, is a style sheet language used to specify the presentation and styling of a document written in a markup language, such as HTML or XML. And it also includes the XML dialects such as SVG, MathML, or XHTML. Now, CSS is a cornerstone technology of the World Wide Web, alongside HTML and JavaScript. CSS is designed to enable the separation of content and presentation, including layout, colors, and fonts. Now, this separation can improve content accessibility, since the content can be written without concern for its presentation, provide more flexibility and control in the specification of presentation characteristics. It also enables multiple web pages to share formatting by specifying the relevant CSS in a separate .css file, which reduces the complexity and repetition in the structural content, and enable the .css file to be cached to improve the page load speed between the pages that share the file and its formatting. Separation of formatting and content also makes it feasible to present the same markup page in different styles for different rendering methods, such as on-screen, in print, by voice, via a speech-based browser or a screen reader, and on braille-based tactile devices. CSS also has rules for alternate formatting if the content is accessed on a mobile device. Now, the name cascading comes from the specified priority scheme to determine which declaration applies if more than one declaration of a property match a particular element. Now, this cascading priority scheme is predictable. The CSS specifications are maintained by the World Wide Web Consortium, that's W3C Whiskey Free Charlie. Intermediate type is MIME type. Text/CSS is registered for use with CSS by RFC 2318, which came into force in March 1998. The W3C operates a free CSS validation service for CSS documents as well. Now, in addition to HTML, other markup languages support the use of CSS, including XHTML, plain XML, SVG, and XUL. CSS is also used in the GTK widget toolkit. And now a little bit about the syntax of CSS. Now, CSS has a simple syntax and uses a number of English keywords to specify the names of various style properties. Okay, right, about a style sheet. A style sheet consists of a list of rules. Each rule or rule set consists of one or more selectors and a declaration block. Now, the selector CSS class redirects here. Now, for non-CSS use of element classes in HTML, see the class attribute. Now, in CSS, selectors declare which part of the markup a style applies to by matching tags and attributes in the markup itself. Now, both the selector types may apply to the following. All elements of a specific type, for example, the second level headers, H2. Elements specified by attribute, in particular. The ID element is an identifier unique within the document, denoted in the selector language by a hash prefix, for example, hash ID. Now, the selector class is an identifier that can annotate multiple elements in a document, denoted by a dot prefix, e.g. Dot class name. Now, the phrase CSS class, although sometimes used, is a bit of a misnomer, as element classes specified with the HTML class attribute is a markup feature that is distinct from browsers' CSS subsystems, and the related W3C/WHATWG standards work on document styles. Now, have a look at RDF and microformats for the origins of the class system of the web content model, I should say. Now, class elements, depending on how they are placed relative to others in the document tree. Now, classes and IDs are case sensitive. They start with letters and conclude alphanumeric characters, hyphens, and underscores. A class may apply to any number of instances of any element. An ID may only be applied to a single element. Now, pseudo classes are used in CSS selectors to permit formatting based on information that is not contained in the document tree. One example of a widely used pseudo class is :hover, which identifies content only when the user points to the visible element, usually by holding the mouse cursor over it. It is appended to a selector, as in :hover or :element_id:hover. So basically, when you place your mouse over the button, it changes color, and you can make select the color that you want, and of course, all the color of the original button, without hovering the mouse over it. Now, a pseudo class classifies document elements, such as :link or :visited. Whereas a pseudo element makes a selection that may consist of partial elements such as ::, note the two colons, first dash line, or ::, first dash letter. Now pay particular note to the distinction between the double colon notation used for pseudo elements and the single colon notation used for pseudo classes. This is GW8SLL with the first ATIN. On the Cascading Style Sheets. Now I'm going to see if anybody wants to check in, got any questions or comments before I turn it over to the next narrator. This is GW8SLL.
Six, Victor.
America.
Okay, this is W8SLL. I've got Fred K2HR thinking of a station keyed up, or I might have just started a transmit and devil. Anybody else, please call again.
Six, Victor.
Okay, I've got Fred K2HA, Gordon KY6V, and I think Robert keyed up there, VK2DY. Only got the Y on the end of it. Is there anybody else?
What?
W3ETB, Whiskey 3 Echo Tango Bravo.
Whiskey 4 Romeo Fox Juliet.
Well, W3ETB. Okay, I'm going to go to the top of the list. K2HA, Fred, the happy amateur. Go ahead.
Okay, very good, Dave. Blessings to you, to your family, to Sue and Declan and yourself and everybody that's listening here on the net. And that was Whiskey 4 Romeo Fox Juliet that you came in just as the end as you keyed up. Okay, a question. Is it better to put the CSS code in a separate document that all the pages in the website can access, or is it better to put it at the beginning of every page? Back to you, Dave. This is Fred K2HA.
Okay, there, Fred. I've got the chief there as well on the list. It depends. It depends on the how fast the server is and how many pages you're going to actually have. If it's only be a few pages, you might as well just pop it in the actual page itself with the HTML or PHP or whatever else you're running in there. But if it's going to be used across all pages, you're going to have and you can call each of the CSS style sheets from within the page itself. And then one would be, but sometimes on really large sites, that CSS style sheet to cover all the pages grows in length, and obviously, and in size. So it really depends on the speed of the server, the number of web pages on the site, as to which way is the best way to go. Fred, go ahead.
Okay, very interesting, very interesting. Well, thank you very much. And thank you for making such a fine presentation. This is Fred, K2HA.
Yeah, okay there, Fred, and thank you for the question. One thing about reading documents and about cascading style sheets, they all sound very, very complicated. But if anybody would like to go, have a go at them, what I would suggest is, go to one of the sites where you can actually put in the CSS code, and then you can see what it actually does. Have a little play around with it, and you'll find it's a lot simpler than it sounds there when you're reading all the documentation about it. So that's just a comment for the listeners out there who have just heard about CSS or have heard about CSS and didn't know very much about it, or maybe read the documents online and thought, oh no, it's too complicated. Next up we have the captain, Mr. Gordon, KY6E from GW8SLL. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, David. KY6E here. I was going to mention to you that I had just learned a couple of minutes ago that Roger's having some technical problems on his end, and I was going to suggest that you turn it over to ALF, to Greg, and let Greg pick up and run his section on through the regular process, and we'll skip Roger. However, he's just checked in, so he may have more to amplify on that. KY6V, over.
KY6V from GW8SNL. Okay there, Gord. No problems at all. I'll give him a call and see what he wants to do, and if not, we'll pass it over to Greg. But, okay, next up we have Mr. Robert down there, probably in a very, very warm, sunny Sydney down there in Australia. VK2DY, do you have any questions or comments? So go ahead.
Yes, good. GW8SNL, VK2DY, good morning. This is Robert. Yeah, he asked me tomorrow it'll be warm, but today we had a cold front pass through a day ago, and it's only 21 degrees Celsius here, about 70 Fahrenheit, overcast, raining on and off. Just sort of a cold, wet summer's day at the moment here, so unfortunately. I'm out. It's today is my 28th wedding anniversary, and so I'm out. My wife likes the cheesecakes from the... from Costco. So I just completed a trip to Costco. I have another couple errands to run. I'm in a suburb at the moment called Rudy Hill. And yes, that's a place. And there's even I Climbed Rudy Hill t-shirts. But anyway, I'm here. I got the cheesecake and I'm about to head home. So sounds good. The only thing I'll say is that I learned HTML before cascading style sheets came out. And when I first saw them, my first reaction is, what is this witchcraft? But after you get used to it, you realize that it really saves a whole lot of time rather than trying to specify it every single line, every formatting you want. It was a godsend, but at first it looked like witchcraft. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to net.
Yeah, VK2DY from 2W8SNL. Well, a big congratulations on your 28th wedding anniversary there, Robert. I didn't realize that until you just mentioned it. And cheesecake, you know you're making me feel hungry, and it's no good making me feel hungry at nearly 20 minutes past midnight. But I don't have any cheesecake to eat because I've had it all a few days ago, so I need to get some more. I do like cheesecake. And yes, with the CSS... You without before that, you had to put everything into each single page. But a bit of witchcraft, definitely. But as I said to Fred, it depends on what you're actually doing, how many pages you're going to have. If it's just a couple, then you might as well just add it into the actual page itself. But if you've got loads and loads and loads to do, CSS is definitely a godsend for sure. But okay there, Robert, enjoy your anniversary, but do you have anything else before I continue?
No, that's it, Dave. I'm out of here. Thanks a lot, and 73, VK2DY.
Yeah, okay there, Robert, and thanks for checking in there as well. Always appreciated. Now we're going to go to somebody I've never spoken to before. Well, definitely not on here anyway. That's to Mr. Eddie, Whiskey Free Echo Tango Bravo. Nice to hear you over here there, Eddie. Any questions, comments, or anything in general? W3TV, GW8SNL, go ahead.
Yeah, hi there, stranger. I've been sitting here, like I said, I was working for the past 2 days trying to get this laptop straightened out, and I finally got it. I told the wife, I said, I'm not turning it off, I'm leaving it on. So, and as I was testing Echo Link, I tested Echo Test, and then I saw Hot Move. I said, well, let me click on that and see what's going on. And there you were. So it's good to hear you, Dave. Is this a regular thing on Thursday?
W3ETB from 2W8SNL. Yeah, this is Southcast Thursday Information Net. It's not every Thursday. It's the third Thursday of every month. The third Thursday of every month, and we have a different topic here. Tonight it's CSS, so we've had HTML, we've had hurricanes, and all different variety of topics there. And if you go to the scasvoip.com website, that's Sierra Charlie Alpha Romeo Sierra Victor Oscar India Papa.com, and click on the podcast, you can hear recordings of the previous TINs. They're on that list there, Eddie. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll surely do that, Dave. And yeah, it's always good to hear you. And I really don't have any questions because I just tuned in, and I started hearing you talk about the CSS, different programming information and stuff, which is pretty good. I haven't done any programming here lately. The last program I wrote was actually a Python program for my weather station that would allow me to be able to connect it to APRS and actually that other website. So other than that, Python has been one of the programming languages that I've used, and of course sometimes C for Arduino. And that's about it. I don't do a whole lot with Java, though. So, Python and C, I think. Anyway, 73, Dave, it's great to talk to you, and hopefully I'll be talking to you maybe this weekend. I'm not sure if you're going to be on Sunday night. I think Declan was on last week.
Yeah, okay there, Eddie, and all noted. Yeah, I got the first hour on Sunday over there. Okay, so if you're about... give us a call. Okay, I'll say 73 to Eddie, and thanks for hopping in. Your call sign was a bit of a surprise, shall we say. A nice surprise. Okay, we're going to go and see if W4RFJ has cleared his technical problems. How's things over there, Chief? Are you okay, and is everything working, I wonder? W4RFJ, GW8SZL.
Well, thank you, Dave, for taking my check-in. This is W4RFJ. Little upset right now. Thought I had everything under control, but turns out the server on hamradiofog.org is having a database problem, and tried to access the webmail and also tried to access the email server from another client, and I can't get to my messages. And I know I've got the message there sitting there waiting for me. So I do not have the text with me. I'm in Palm Beach Gardens right now, and I'm hoping I can get somebody to read my section. Over.
Yeah, okay there, Chief, GW8SNL. Yeah, I just called it up. I can see the message. I'll go and give it a kick after the TIN finishes. Gordon, do you just want Greg to jump to his section, or do you want him to read the Chief's as well? Go ahead.
Well, it's a lengthy section. Sorry that you're having that trouble, Raj. It would be my suggestion that we pick up Greg and see what he wants to do. But to have him run his session and Roger's might be a little lengthy for him. I'll leave that for him to decide. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, okay there, Gordon. KE5ALF, GW8SNL, what would you like to do there, Greg?
GW8SDL from KE5ALF. I'll give it a go. I've been a little sick for a week or so. I'm not completely up to par, but I'll give it a try, sir.
Okay, from GW8SNL. I don't mind doing Roger's bit if you're under the weather there, Greg.
Would you like to split it?
No, I'm okay to fit it all. Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, I would rather you did, sir, and I'll just handle mine.
Okay, there. No problems at all there, Greg. I got a full cup of coffee here. Okay, so I'm going to continue with the second part of tonight's program. Okay, taking Chief's place there. Okay, then that's where we're going to start. Okay, I'm in the right place. Now, multiple simple selectors may be joined using combinators to specify elements by location, element type, ID, class, or any combination thereof. Now, the order of the selectors is very important. For example, div dot my class, set of brackets, color, colon, red, semicolon brackets, applies to all elements of class my class that are inside the div elements. Now, whereas dot my class div, with the same brackets, color, colon, red, semicolon brackets, applies to all div elements that are inside elements of class my class. Now, this is not to be confused with concatenated identifiers such as div.myClass, color, brackets, color, colon, red, semicolon, brackets, which applies to div elements of class my class. Now, that sounds very, very complicated, but when you're actually doing it and practicing it, it all comes to light. This is what I said, most of the documentation online sounds very complicated, but in reality, it is not. Now, CSS or cascading style sheets offers a flexible way to style web content, with styles originating from browser defaults, user preferences, or web designers. These styles can be applied inline within an HTML document or through external .css files for broader consistency. Not only does this simplify web development by promoting reusability and maintainability, it also improves site performance because styles can be offloaded into dedicated .css files that browsers can cache. That's what Fred was on about earlier on. We can have separate CSS files for different pages and stuff like that. Additionally, even if the styles cannot be loaded or are disabled, this separation maintains the accessibility and the reliability of the content, ensuring that the site is usable for all users, including those with disabilities. Its multifaceted approach, including considerations for selector specificity, rule order, and media types, ensures that websites are visually coherent and adaptive across different devices and users' needs, striking a balance between design, intent, and user accessibility. Now, multiple style sheets can be imported. Different styles can be applied depending on the output device being used. Now, for example, the screen version can be quite different from the printed version, so authors can tailor the presentation appropriately for each medium. Now, the style sheet with the highest priority controls the content display. Declarations not set in the highest priority source are passed on to a source of lower priority, such as a user agent style. Now, this process is called cascading, hence cascading style sheets. Now, one of the goals of CSS is to allow users greater control over presentation. Someone who finds red italic headings difficult to read may apply a different style sheet, depending on the browser and the website. A user may choose from various style sheets provided by the designers, or may remove all added styles and view the site using the browser's default styling. Or they just may override just the red italic heading style without altering other attributes. Browser extensions like Stylish and Stylus have been created to facilitate the management of such user style sheets. Now, in the case of large projects, cascading can be used to determine which style is a higher priority when developers do integrate third-party styles that have conflicting priorities, and to further resolve these conflicts. Additionally, cascading can help create theme designs, which help designers fine-tune aspects of a design without compromising the overall layout. Inheritance is a key feature in CSS. It relies on the ancestor-descendant relationship to operate. Now, inheritance is the mechanism by which properties are applied not only to a specified element, but also to its descendants. Inheritance relies on the document tree, which is the hierarchy of HTML elements in a page based on nesting. Descendant elements may inherit CSS property values from any ancestor element enclosing them. In general, descendant elements inherit text-related properties, but their box-related properties are not inherited. Properties that can be inherited are color, font, letter spacing, line height, list style, text align, text indent, text transform, visibility, white space, and word spacing. Now, the properties that cannot be inherited are background, border, display, float and clear, height and width, margin, minimum and maximum height and width, the outline, overflow, padding, position, text decoration, vertical align, and of course Z-index. Inheritance can be used to avoid declaring certain properties over and over again in a style sheet, allowing for shorter CSS. Now, inheritance in CSS is not the same as inheritance in class-based programming languages, where it is possible to define class B as like class A, but with modifications. With CSS, it is possible to style an element with class A, but with modifications. However, it is not possible to define a CSS class B like that, which could then be used to style multiple elements without having to repeat the modifications. Okay, this is GW8SZL with the first TIN on cascading style sheets, commonly known as CSS. I know it sounds complicated, but I will say again, you can go and actually play with these online and mess around with them, change the values and see what the effect they have. It's a lot easier to actually do than most of the documentation out there. Okay, is there anybody got any further questions or comments before I turn it over to the next narrator? This is GW8SZL. Okay, from GW8SZL. Okay, Kate, I wonder, I know you're there, Greg, so I was going to ask you why you're there. Oh, anyway, KE5ALF from GW8SZL. It's all yours, Greg.
GW8SZL from KE5ALF. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, I'm here. CSS was first proposed by Hakim William Lee on the 10th of October, 1994. At the time, Lee was working with Tim Berners-Lee at CERN. Several other style sheet languages for the web were proposed around the same time, and discussions on public mailing lists and inside World Wide Web consortiums resulted in the first W3C CSS recommendation, CSS1, being released in 1996. In particular, a proposal by Bert Boss was influential. He became co-author of CSS1 and is regarded as co-creator of CSS. Style sheets have existed in one form or another since the beginnings of standard generalized markup languages, SGML. In the 1980s, and CSS was developed to provide style sheets for the web. One requirement for a web style sheet language was for style sheets to come from different sources on the web. Therefore, existing style sheet languages like DSSSL and FOSI were not suitable. CSS, on the other hand, let a document style be influenced by multiple style sheets by way of cascading styles. As HTML grew, it came to encompass a wider variety of stylistic capabilities to meet the demands of web developers. This evolution gave the designer more control over site appearance at the cost of more complex HTML. Variations in web browser implementations such as Viola, WWW, and World Wide Web made consistent site appearance difficult, and users had less control over how web content was displayed. The browser editor developed by the Tim Berners-Lee had style sheets that were hard-coded into the program. The style sheets could therefore not be linked to documents on the web. Robert Kelly, also of CERN, wanted to separate the structure from the presentation so that different style sheets could describe their presentations for printing, screening-based presentations, and editors. Improving web presentation capabilities was a topic of interest to many in the web community, and 9 different style sheet languages were proposed on the WWW style mailing list. Of these 9 proposals, 2 were especially influential on what became CSS, or otherwise known as Cascading HTML Style Sheets, and Stream-Based Style Sheet Proposals, SSP. Let me buy a nickel here.
Yes.
2 browsers served as test beds for the intentional proposals. Lee worked with Yevis Lafon to implement CSS in Dave Raggett's Arena browser. Bert Boss implemented his own SSP proposal in the Argo browser. Therefore, Lee and Boss worked together to develop the CSS standard. The H was removed from the name because these style sheets could also be applied to other markup languages besides HTML. Lee's proposal was presented at the Mosaic and the Web Conference, later called WWW2, in Chicago, Illinois in 1994, and again with Bert Boss in 1995. Around this time, the W3C was already being established and took an interest in development of CSS. It organized a workshop toward the end chaired by Stephen Pemberton. This resulted in W3C adding work on CSS to the deliverables of the HTML Editorial Review Board, ERB. Lee and Boss were the primary technical staff of this aspect of the project, with additional members, including Thomas Reardon of Microsoft, participating as well. In August 1996, Netscape Communications Corporation presented an alternative style sheet language called JavaScript style sheets, JSSS. The specific was never finished. As it depreciated by the end of 1996, CSS was ready to become official, and the CSS Level 1 recommendation was published in December. Development of HTML, CSS, and the DOM had all been taking place in one group, the HTML Editorial Review Board, ERB. Early in 1997, the ERB was split into 3 working groups. HTML Working Group, chaired by Don Conley of WC3. DOM Working Group, chaired by Lauren Wood of SoftQuant, and the CSS Working Group, chaired by Chris Lee of W3C. The CSS Working Group began tackling issues that had not been addressed with the CSS Level 1, resulting in the creation of CSS Level 2 on November 4, 1997. It was published as a WC3 recommendation on May 12, 1998. CSS Level 3, which was started in 1998, is still under development as of 2014. In 2005, the CSS working groups decided to enforce the recommendations for standards more strictly. This meant that already published standards like CSS 2.1, CSS 3 selectors, and CSS 3 text were pulled back from the candidate recommendation to working draft level. At this time, before I turn it over to KB90WG, Dave, I'd like to see if there's anyone here with any questions or check-ins.
Welcome, Russian, Moscow, welcome, Russian.
From Memphis, Tennessee, just north of Elvis's house. Name is David, WK2B, Whiskey King, 2 Baker. Good evening, everybody. By the way, I'm using an iPhone 3. It's almost 17 years old. Still got an original version of Echolink on it. Over.
Well, that seems like our first check-in. I'm not sure. All I caught was Moscow, so I'm going to assume he's calling in from Russia. If you're out there, sir, come on back.
Okay. Moscow, welcome, Russian. Union Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Charlie, Sarah. Union Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Charlie, Sarah. Heidi, microphone back to.
Well, I'm at a total loss. Anybody copy that?
Working through the Russian server just below you. They're good guys, a bunch of friendly guys. I see he's coming on the repeater, but I didn't get all his call sign. Whiskey King, 2 back.
Foxtrot, Charlie, Sarah. United Alpha 4. Foxtrot, Charlie, Sarah. Stand by.
K5AOF. the KY6B. Gordon, are you out there? Can you handle what he's doing here? I'm at a total loss, sir.
Well, I'll give it a try. The Russian station, was that United Foxtrot 4, Foxtrot Charlie Sierra? Your call again, please, sir. Over.
Okay, Manfred. Good day. Russian Moscow, United Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Sierra. Union Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Sierra. Stand by.
All right, very good. I've got it. United Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Sierra. Good evening to you, sir. We're in the middle of a program discussion on some website design. Glad that you came by. And we hope that you'll come back and see us again. Thank you for checking in. Over.
Okay, Manfred. Okay. My English is very, very poor. Kilo Yankee 6-6 Victor, United Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Sierra. Union Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Sierra. My name's Ivan. Moscow City. Stand by.
Okay, Ivan. We've got you. Thanks again for coming by, and I hope you'll come back and see us again just as quickly as possible. I'm going to turn it back to the net control. You had another station in there. Did you pick that one up, Greg, over?
Yes, I did. Whiskey Kilo 2, Bravo, David. Your turn, sir.
Greg, good evening, everybody. WK2B, it's nice to see you guys on the air. I'm actually working with almost a 17-year-old iPhone here. It's an iPhone 3. It still has an original copy of the Echolink app with it. It doesn't include the CQ feature, but it's still working unbelievably all these years. I'm still doing fine. Just sitting here making some coffee and toast and listening to you guys. I know it's a little late, but I guess throughout the month of January, it's okay to say so. A very happy belated New Year to you, Greg, and the guys, everybody on the SCARS network. It's been a long time since I've been here, but it's certainly a privilege to hang out with you. Thanks so much for letting me hang out, and I'll turn it back over to Ned, Whiskey King 2 Baker.
KE5ALF to Whiskey Kilo 2 Bravo. Thank you very much for checking in, sir. Come on back anytime. You're more than welcome, sir. Is there anyone else out there right now that would like to check in? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to turn it over to KB9 EWG, David, our Elmer of the Year Award winner. It's all yours, David.
Well, a big thank you to our resident alien there, Elf. Thank you, Greg. And by the way, Greg, miss you on testing. Haven't seen you in a while. Good evening, everybody. KB9 EWG, Echo 2289 is my South Car's Elmer. Currently it's 31 degrees and partly cloudy here in West Salem, Wisconsin. And I'll be continuing my program here, or my part of the program. So here we go. The CSS1 specification was completed in 1996. Microsoft's Internet Explorer 3 was released that year, featuring some limited support for CSSI, Internet Explorer 4, and Netscape 4X. Added more support, but it was typically incomplete and had many bugs that prevented CSS from being usefully adopted. It was more than 3 years before the web browser achieved near full implementation of the specification. Internet Explorer 5 for the Macintosh, shipped in March 2000, was the first browser to have a full, better than 99% CSS1 support, supporting Opera, which had been a leader since its introduction of CSS
support. 15 months earlier, other browsers followed soon afterward, and many of them additional implementation of parts of CSS2. However, even when later versions of version 5 web browsers began to offer a fairly full implementation of CSS, they were still incorrect in certain areas. They were fraught with inconsistencies, bugs, and other quirks. Microsoft Internet Explorer 5X for Windows, as opposed to the very different IE for Macintosh, had a flawed implementation of CSS box model. Okay. As compared with the CSS standards, such inconsistencies and variation in feature support made it difficult for designers to achieve a consistent appearance and across browsers and platforms without the use of workarounds termed CSS hacks and filters. The IE Windows box model bugs were so serious that when Internet Explorer 6 was released, Microsoft introduced a backward compatible mode of CSS interpretation, Quirks mode, alongside of an alternative corrected standards mode. Other non-Microsoft browsers also provided a mode which capabilities therefore became necessary for authors of HTML files and to ensure that they contain special distinctive standards compliant CSS intended markers to show that the authors intended CSS to be interpreted correctly in compliance with standards as opposed to being intended for non-long obsolete IE5 Windows browser. Opposed to being intended for this marker, web browsers with the quirks mode switching capability will size objects in web pages of IE5 on Windows would rather than following CSS standards. Let me buy a nickel here. Okay, and continuing on. Problems with the Apache adaption of CSS and error data in the original specification led the W3C to revise CSS2 standards into CSS 2.1, which moved nearer to working snapshot current CSS support in HTML browsers. Some CSS2 properties that no browsers successfully implemented were dropped, and in a few cases, defined behaviors were changed to bring standard into line with the predominant existing implementation of CSS 2.1, became candidate recommendation on February 25, 2004, but CSS 2.1 was pulled back to working draft status on June 13, 2005, and only returned to the candidate recommendation on July 19, 2007. In addition, these problems, the CSS extension was used by a software product used to convert PowerPoint files into compact slideshow files. Some web servers served at all .css as MIME type applications, rather than text CSS. Each web browser used a layout engine to render
web pages and support for CSS functionality is not consistent between them, because browsers do not parse CSS perfectly. Multiple coding techniques have been developed to target specific browsers with workarounds commonly known as CSS hacks or CSS filters. The adoption of new functionality in CSS can be hindered by lack of support in major browsers. For example, Internet Explorer was slow to add support for the browser's reputation among developers. Additionally, a proprietary syntax for non-vendor preferred filter property was used in some versions in order to ensure that the consistent experience of their for their users, web developers, and often test their sites across multiple operation systems. Let me buy a nickel here. Increasing develop time and complexity, tools such as Browser Stack have been built to reduce the complexity of maintaining these environments. In addition to these testing tools, many sites maintain the list of browser support for specific CSS properties, including Can I Use and the MDN Web Docs. Additionally, CSS3 defines features, queries, which provide an at supports directive that will allow developers to target browsers with support for a certain functionality directly within their CSS. CSS that is not supported by older browsers can also sometimes be patched in using JavaScript polyfills, which are pieces of JavaScript code designed to make browsers behave consistently. These workarounds and the need to support fallback functionality can add complexity to development projects, and consequently, companies frequently define a list of browsers versions that will and will not support. As websites adapt newer code standards and are incompatible with older browsers, these browsers can cut off from accessing many of the resources on the web, sometimes intentionally. Many of the most popular sites on the internet are not just visually degraded on older browsers due to poor CSS support, but do not work at all in large part due to evolution and of the JavaScript and web technologies. At this time, I'll look for any check-ins or any questions, anything else before I close the net here. This is K90WG. Okay, hearing nobody checking in or questions or whatever, guess I'll go ahead and tie the ribbons on it there. Well, thank you for being with us. This has been SCARS. VOIP, net schedules, and general information may be found on our SCARSVOIP.com website, which, by the way, has really been redesigned very well and looking really good there, thanks to Dave and a few others. Your next narrator for this last section has been KV9EWG, Fan73, and closing this UIP session. Thank you all for your participation. This net is now closed and the server returned to normal amateur use. This is KV9EWG73.